Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shur of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now in Masechet Yom Daf Mem Dalad Amud Bet. Going back to our analysis of the Mishnah, which listed the distinctions between Yom Kippur and the Avodah of every other day. First one, Mechol Yom Hayachotev Mishal Kesef. Every day he would use a silver tool that was larger and heavier to move the scoop the coals into the fire pan, and the fire pan would be a smaller golden one. Now, my Tama, what's the reason for using the silver the rest of the year? Torah Chasam, and I'm sure you saw something we've seen already, that the Torah did not want us to expend money unnecessarily or too much, and therefore we didn't have to make a gold one for every day. Vayom Chodeb Shal Zahav, Vayam Achnis, Bay Tama, Shum Chushat HaKohen Gadol. Why would we use the smaller, only one tool, and the lighter one that was gold that day, because the Kohen Gadol might be weak. And that will inform some of the rest. B'chol yom shel arbat kavin, every day there would be a four kav, scooper that would go into the three kav fire pan. And today it was the same one. Meaning they scooped it with the same one that would go into. Tanan, pazulo kav gechalim chabdan mamat. When the one kav was left over, would spread out on the Mizbeach, he would sweep, or on the ground actually, he would sweep it over to the Amah and would go down the trench hole. Now that means you have four Kabin, and you're going into three, so another four, one is going to be your remainder, and that's what gets swept up. Tani Chara Kav, Tani Idach Kabim. We have two versions of this. One is the extra Kav, the other is the extra two Kabim. Mishtabach the Tani Kav Rabbanan. So it's Rabbanan's position that it was an extra Kav, and therefore, we understand they're the authors, the one who said when the extra kav gets swept in. Al-Hachnatani Kabayim Mani. Who's the author of Kabayim? Lo Rabbanan for Lo Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi has a different differential, as he listed in the Mishnah, between what was, the scooper and the one that it was scooped into. Because he says it was Shisha Kabin, and it would go into three, so there should be three left over. Rav Chista, Rav Shmuel Menoshe Yochum Bruka, he very simple. Daniel, Rav Shmuel Menoshe Yochum Bruka, Omer, Shal Kabayim Haya Machnis. That he used to use a two to bring it in, which means he scooped it up with a four and put it into a two. There were two left over. So he's the author of the Brayta that says there were two extra that would get spread out on the ground. Rav Asher Amar, Filat Tem Rav Yossi. No, we could even assume that it's Rav Yossi. And what did Rav Yossi say in the Mishnah? Achik Amar, Mechol Yom HaChotem Shal Se'a Midbarit. A Se'ah Midbarit is five. Remember, before they enlarged the Midot. It went into three of, one that had three of the newer Kabin, which means there's again two Kabin left over. Okay. Every day it was a heavier tool, and now it's lighter. Another distinction is that it used to have a thicker wall. Now it had a thinner wall. Every day it was had a shorter handle. Today it's a longer handle. My Tama Kadesh days are Oshel Kohen Gadol Mitzayato. So his arm can help him lift it. Tana B'chol Yom Lo La Niyashtik. Every day it did not have a cover. Vayom Hayala Niyashtik. It had some sort of a cover. Divrei Venaskan. So we had another tradition that Yom Kippur, the tool, was different, that it had a cover. Okay. B'chol Yom Hayala Zavayarok. The end of the Mishnah said that every day the normal tool was a green gold, and this was a reddish gold. Rav Chista, Shiva Zahavim, there's seven types of gold. Zahav, Zahav Tov, Zahav Ophir, Zahav Mufaz, Zahav Shachut, Zahav Sagur, Zahav Parvayim. And some of those, of course, are in the Psukim that we brought on the page. Zahav, Zahav Tov, where is that from? Dichtiv, Zahav Aretz HaYitov, in Bereshit at the beginning, describes the land of Eretz Yisrael, Zahav Haaretz HaYitov, which tells you that there's Zahav and Zahav Tov. What's Zahav Ophir? Da Ati Me Ophir, as you read in the story of Shlomo's great wealth. Zahav from Ophir. Zahav Mufaz, what's that? Shadomeh Lepaz. It shines like a jewel. Zahav Shachut, it's a strange phrase, so the drasha is Shinitve Kechut. It's spun like a thin string. Zahav Sagur, what's Zahav Sagur? Closed Zahav. So the drush is b'shash niftach kol achanuyot niskarot. Whenever this is opened, all the other stores close because it's so popular. Zahav parvayim shedomeh l'dam haparim, that it's blood, that it's red like the blood of oxen. Shemar chamishayin. He says no, there aren't seven, there's five. Chochad v'chad, Yitpe Zahav, Zahav Tov. Zahav and Zahav Tov are generic divisions, so that every one of the other five, there's Zahav Ophir and Zahav Ophir that's Tov. There's Zahav Shachut and Zahav Shachut that's Tov. Tanmiach, b'chol yom haya Zahav Yarok, v'yom Edom, and Zahav Parvayim, Shtov and Ladam Parim. The Edom that's mentioned in our Mishnah is the Dam Parvayim, which looks like the blood of Parim. Okay, one of the other distinctions is that the Torah was more finely ground. Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braita, Daka. In the context of Yom Kippur, it says that you bring, the Torah is Daka. Matam Lomar, Valokvarnimam, Shachakta Manadek. In the Parsha of the Torah, it says you have to grind it finely. Lavida Kamenadaka, so Yom Kippur has to be extra fine. Choyim Kwanim Olim Yizrachot Shel Kevesh. Every other day, the Kohanim go up on the east side of the Kevesh. Why? Devamar, because when you go up the Kevesh, you always take a right turn to go east. So therefore, they'd go up on the east side, and they'd be closer to that turn. Today, it should be Olin, but rather Kohen Gadol. Goes up in the middle. Because of his honor. So he said that every other day, the Kohen Gadol washes his hands from the Kior, and today from the Kiton Shel Zahav, and this is really a comment that Rabbi Yehuda said, every day the Kohen Gadol uses the Kiton Shel Zahav, Maitam Mishum Kvodo Shel Kohen Gadol, again because of the Kavod of the Kohen Gadol. And the last item we dealt with was the difference in the amount of fires that were on the Mizbeach. Everybody agrees that there's at least two. Everybody agrees that an extra one is added on Yom Kippur, and the Mathriri Machloket between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir is, are there two every day, and then three, three every day, and then four, four every day, and then five. Tanu Rabbanan, b'chol yom hayu shtayim marachot, v'yom shalosh. Achat maracha gdola, v'achat maracha shniya shel Torah. So Rabbi Yehuda, who has the minimalist opinion, says there's the big fire in the middle, and there's a second fire that's used for the Torah calls. V'achat mashur osifin bo v'yom, and Yom Kippur, we add a third one, we'll see why, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi omer, b'chol yom shalosh v'yom arba, as we saw in the Mishnah. But now we'll see more details. Achat shel ma'aracha gdola, we have the big fire. V'achat ma'aracha shiyan shel Torah, then we have the second one used for the Torah. And then there's a third one he has, v'achat shel kiyum ha'esh, to have fire going. V'achat shel osifin bo v'yom, and then the other one that is added that day, again, we'll see why. Meir omer, b'chol yom arba v'yom chamesh, has the same three as Rabbi Yosi. Achat shel ma'aracha gdola, achat shel ma'aracha shiyan shel Torah, achat shel kiyum ha'esh. And then, v'achat shel evarim v'tevim shel intaklum v'erev. Any of the parts of the animal, the limbs and fats that weren't eaten up the night before, go into this fourth fire to be burned up afterwards. And then there's the fifth that's added on Yom Kippur. So now let's start with the basics. Everybody agrees that there are at least two fires every day. Manalan, where's the source? All of this discussion, of course, is going to start with the parsha at the beginning of Tzav and Perek Vav of Vayikra. So that the Olah, which burns on its fire on the Mizbeach all night, Zumar Chagdolah, that's the main fire. The second phrase indicates that there is a second fire on the Mizbeach that's always burned. Always burning. Zumar Chashniyah Shok Torat. And that's, we understand, is the fire, we'll see where we get that from, is the fire that is used to make coals for the Ktoret. Rabbi Yosi adds Kiyuma Esh Menale, he adds a third one to have fire on the Mizbeach. What's his source? Nafkale Mivah Esh Al HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. Alright, so that there's another repetition of Ha'esh Al HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. The fire is always burning on the Mizbeach. So that's a third one to have fire on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he respond to that pasuk? Because he doesn't have a third fire. All that's telling you is that the kindling has to be burned on top of the mizbeach. That's where it has to be inflamed. How do we know that all the sticks have to be inflamed on top of the mizbeach? That's what he got from that pasuk. So not a third fire, but a definition of the first fire. So Rabbi Yosi says, how do I know that I add a third fire for Kiyum Ha'esh? Talmud Lomar, Yishav Mizbeach, Tugad Bo, he's the same Pasuk. Rabbi Yosi, Atzatat Alita Menale, so what's his source for the Halacha of Atzatat Alita, burning the sticks? Nafkli Mehechad and Nafkli Rabbi Shimon. The answer is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda already have this disagreement, and Rabbi Yossi must use Rabbi Shimon's source, the Tanya. They should put fire on the Mizbeach. This is back in the beginning of Ayikra. You see that you need a proper Kohen to light the sticks. Uvichli sharet, and has to have a proper kli used to use them. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, to move them around. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chitala, d'adchaj, zakar, v'gam izbeach. Would you think a non-coin is going to go up there? Elo limer al tzatat alitz, elo b'shoshim izbeach. He says, that's the source for telling me that you have to burn the sticks on top of the mizbeach. Which means, by the way, now Rabbi Yehuda would be stuck with two passages. Rabbi Yehuda, mehatam, if I would accept that pasuk, I would think that you could stand on the ground and use a bellows to inflame him up there. Not that I have to go up there. So Kamash Palan, that I actually have to go up there. That's why Rabbi Yehuda prefers our pasuk. Rabbi Shimon has the other pasuk, which would be Rabbi Yossi's source. Okay, now Rameh, remember, had a fourth fire every day for burning up the limbs and fats. What's his source? Navkalemi ve'esh. The extra vav there. Ve'esh tells me there's another fire. Rabbanan Vav Lodash, Rabbanan simply say, Rabbanan meaning Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that the extra Vav is not significant. So what do they do with the limbs and fats that weren't burnt up the night before? You throw them back into the big fire. How do I know that I put them back on the Mizbeach? If there's no room, I put them on the ramp. Even on the parapet that goes around, until there's a bigger flame, and then I put them in. In other words, they all go back into the big flame. There's no separate fire for them. All right. For Meir, it says, yeah, I agree that anything that was already eaten up of the Ola, but wasn't finished up, I put back, but not things that were of the Torah, those coals that weren't finished up. It specifically mentions the Ola is going back in. But if parts of the Torah fell off from the inner Mizbeach, I don't put them back. So that pasuk is simply there to tell me it's only the outside flame that has a return and not the inside flame. Okay, and that's what Ermeyer does with that pasuk. Okay, the chulei amamiyat mosafin bo bayom. The last piece was that everybody agrees we add an extra flame for Yom Kippur. What's the source for that? So that's why everybody has either two and then three and then four and then five, but always an extra one for Yom Kippur. Nafkalumi veha esh. The extra passage in Vayikra Vav, Ve'ha'esh al Mizbeach to Gadbo, that Ve'ha'esh is telling me that there's an extra flame. Filuman de lo darish Vav, even the Rabbanan who wouldn't accept the Vav Ve'he darish, but Ve'ha'esh, that Vav and He, they are darish. Now, Esh Tamid the Mayata, why is there a phrase Esh Tamid? By the Chetan, Esh Tamid to Al Mizbeach lo Tichbeh, the Menom Rachash Niyash al Torah Shalotei Ela al Mizbeach Kitzon. That teaches us that the fire used for the Torah has to be on the outside of Mizbeach. Eish machta menorah minayin. How do I know that the fire used for the coals that go into the machta in the fire pan and the flame used to light the menorah are on the outside of Mizbeach? V'dinu, nemra eish b'ktorah, nemra eish machta menorah. The Torah uses the term phrase, the term fire, eish, and the machta and the menorah also have the word eish. Malan HaMizbeach Yitzon, just like the Machta, the Menorah, sorry, the Ktoret, is the fire from the outer Mizbeach. Havkan HaMizbeach Yitzon, therefore the Machta and the Menorah also the fire from the outer Mizbeach. Hokach LeDerech Zu, I've got a different way to go. Nemrah Yish Ktoret, Nemrah Yish Machta Menorah, yes, they're compared. HaMizamuchlo, just like with the Machta, it's the nearby Mizbeach that we get it from. So maybe I take the flame from the inner Mizbeach, because that's next to the menorah. Therefore, I have the pasuk that makes it clear that it's the outer Mizbeach where the fire is. So, lamadnu eish lamenorah eish tamachta minayin. I know that I have a fire that I need to use to light the menorah. How do I know that I have a specific eish to get the coals for the fire pan that's used on Yom Kippur? V'dinu, nemra eish pamachtav, nemra eish pamenorah. Mal alana agamem zbeachitzon, afkan alzbeach hachitzon. Again, I have the word eish, and tells me, just like the eish in the menorah, I've determined is from the outer mizbeach, similarly, the one that's used for the Yom Kippur, for the coals, is from the outer mizbeach, even though there's a closer mizbeach inside. Oklach aderachzu, I have a different way to go. Nemra eish pamachtav, nemra eish pamachtav, mal alana samuchlo, afkan alzbeach samuchlo. Maybe I always use the nearby Mizbeach, so I use the nearby Mizbeach for the Ktoret, meaning the outside Mizbeach, to bring fire into the inner Mizbeach. Maybe I use the inner Mizbeach to bring the fire inside to the Kodesh Kadoshim. That in the Avodah Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is commanded to take a fire pan full of coals from the Mizbeach, which is Mili Fnei Hashem, which means what Mizbeach is only partially the Fnei Hashem and not all of it, because the Mizbeach is not fully in front of the Heichal, as opposed to the Mizbeach HaZahav, which is fully the Fnei Hashem. Havi Omer is the Mizbeach Hitzon. So you look back in the Pasuk, is limiting which part of the Mizbeach you take it from, which means this is a Mizbeach that's not all the Fnei Hashem. So you take it from the Mizbeach, which is partially Fnei Hashem. Tzarach l'mechtav al Mizbeach, tzarach l'mechtav al Fnei Hashem. Why do I need both phrases? Katav rachmanai al Mizbeach, if it just said me al Mizbeach, my Mizbeach, Mizbeach apri mi. I would have gone the way that I was just suggesting, which is take it from the inner Mizbeach. Rachmanai Fnei Hashem. Therefore, it defined the Mizbeach that's only partially Fnei Hashem, the outer Mizbeach. Katav rachmanai al Fnei Hashem, and if I said that, amen adafkim al Fnei Hashem, then I might think I have to take it from that part of the Mizbeach which is in front of the Heichal. But from either one of the sides of the doorway, a malo, that I couldn't take it from there. So Tzricha, therefore, tells me I could take it from anywhere on the Mizbeach. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast, continue with our analysis of the use of the fires on the Mizbeach and what's done with Ivrei HaTamid. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.